Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo, and you're listening to the Life Orchestra and Choir conducted by H.B. Barnum of Hollywood, California. A good friend of mine, we used to be in business together for years, and this same band plays at our church in Los Angeles, California at 13136 Sierra Highway. We've been there for 37 years. And we have services every evening at 8 o'clock and on Sunday, 3 and 8 o'clock. This is going to be part 117 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. And this is program 219. You can order this CD right from our website, and Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or a tape audio copy of this program. And also you'll be able to order this live choir and orchestra for a love offering of, I believe it's only $10 or $15 to help support the ministry. Right now, we've got some letters, and we also have some a real good message for you. Make sure you stay tuned. All right, right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask God to open up the heavens and pour out His mighty Holy Spirit upon this program. Father, I use my mouth. Let Your Spirit go through me just as it did You, Jesus, when You were here on earth. You were a human being with flesh, blood, and bone. And You were that way until You shed all Your blood on the cross at Calvary, and all You were then was flesh and bone. And this is what You said to Your disciples when You went right through the walls when they were so frightened in that room, and You told Thomas to put his hand, thrust his hand into Your side, and also to put his fingers, pierce them into Your nail-pierced hands, to show that You were no longer bone, flesh, and blood, but that You were bone and flesh, because the blood had been taken up to the throne of the living God as a living offering, a sacrifice, an atonement for all the people who would receive Your salvation through the blood of Jesus that's living here on this earth. Even today, there's forgiveness of sins, for past sins, through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, open up the hearts, souls, and minds of everybody out in radio land to receive whatever it is that You will bring forth, that You will say through me in this broadcast, that the souls out there will be saved, that whoever, however many that receive Your word, and that the church will be powerfully strengthened. We ask, Lord, the greatest thing, the greatest weapon that Satan has against the people in this world is darkness, ignorance. And You have brought light in this world, which is knowledge. And Lord, we pray that the light of Your word will shine into those that are ignorant and who are following the king of darkness, who are now in the kingdom of darkness, and that You will pour out Your Spirit on them as You promised You would on all flesh in these last days, and that Your Holy Spirit, the light of Your word, will come flowing into their hearts and pull them out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of Your light. You are the light of the world. And if people believe in You, they have salvation. They have healing, prosperity, defense, and millions of other benefits. Lord, we ask that You strengthen the church and save souls in Jesus' mighty name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. All right, now, where's the first letter from?
From Africa, from Kenya. It says, Dear Pastor Tony, greetings to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ from the Alamo Christian Churches of Kenya. We here are busy on the streets witnessing, distributing Your literature, and inviting people over to our churches. Many souls are won to Christ every day through Your literature. Please, Pastor Tony, I ask you to kindly send 100 Bibles every month for those who cannot afford them, 100 Messiah books, and your world newsletters. We also need 10 bicycles for our evangelists who are spreading the gospel and distributing your literature.
Well, when people overseas in Africa, India, you're requesting bicycles, tell us how much they cost and what the bicycle shop keeper name is and the name of their shop, so we can, if the price is right, and we'll send the finances for at least some of the bikes. Okay, what else?
We have many poor Christians here that need your help, including widows, orphans, and needy children.
They need the Lord's help, and I'm here to do whatever the Lord tells me to do. And I know that when I see a need, God shows it to me, and we supply it as the Lord supplies it to us. Then what?
We are praying for you, your family, and your ministry.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. Then what?
Pray for us also. The power of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Every blessing to you. Pastor Amos from Kenya.
Praise the Lord. Where's the next letter from?
From Peru. Greetings, Brother Tony Alamo, and all the brethren that compose your ministry. I am writing you to thank you for all the blessings that you have brought to my spiritual life. I received your literature, and brother, I have to tell you, it has been a spiritual revolution to the areas God has sent me. I distributed the literature that you sent me. The people that do not know the Lord have come to walk in the ways of the Lord. It used to be hard for me to find anyone that would listen to me preach, but now with the literature that you sent me, it has made a difference.
Well, that's what everybody's saying, is that they maybe don't have the anointing to preach. And if you don't, what difference does it make if you use my literature or any other Spirit-anointed literature? Just distribute it. You're going to get the same credit for it as you would if you got the message from the Lord himself. You're getting it from the Lord because I'm freely giving it to you to distribute. And all of you out there can see that the people are really... here's a pastor that says he couldn't win souls before, but now with the literature, he is winning souls because he's distributing it to people, and it's soul-winning literature. So even if you do win souls, you might even win... I'm sure you'll win more souls with this literature and what you do as well. Even if you're anointed, there are many of us that are anointed, and we use each other's messages. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what? If you've got a good message, I'll read it over the air here as well. A good testimony. What else?
The people are happy to hear and are accepting Jesus as their Savior. They have converted. It started out with 6 people. On my Sunday evangelical service, 6 souls were converted. This has truly been a blessing, brother. I would like to ask you for the following. Please add me to your mailing list so that I may receive your literature newsletters. I would like to receive lessons for correspondence so that I may study and learn the Word of God. I still have a lot to learn.
Well, don't we all? Praise the Lord. Then what?
I would like your recorded message tapes so that my brothers can listen to them. 50 Messiah books for distribution. I need Bibles, 4 concordances, and a Bible dictionary. It doesn't matter if they're used books, brother. We would receive it with high value, and it would be greatly appreciated. I am truly in the ministry, but the financial situation is very delicate. I want to form leaders who fear God. Brother Tony, if you can help me and my ministry in any way, I would be very thankful for your blessing. Do it in the name of the Lord, whatever you feel in your heart. I submit this consideration that I may possibly represent you in this country of Peru. And
now, you represent Jesus, and we'll send you all the literature that the Lord has given me. Just represent him, okay? Then what else?
And distribute your literature here.
Amen. Well, it's the Lord's literature. Then what?
Please accept me as one of your ministry collaborators.
Amen. You're accepted, brother, for sure. Then what?
God bless you, brother. Help me in the name of Jesus, Brother Andres from Sanchez Cerro, Sullana, Peru.
Praise the Lord. Never even heard of that place. Then what?
Then from New Mexico, Pastor Tony Alamo, greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for sending me your book called The Messiah. This is very interesting. I have already distributed the literature you sent me with the brothers here in Christ. We all liked it very much. I would like to request a Bible and a Bible dictionary, along with more literature to give out to the prisoners here, so that we can win more souls for the Lord with your literature.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I am new in the ways of God and would like to learn a lot about my Savior because I have surrendered my body and soul to the Lord. I don't want to fall back into my old sins because now I am a new creature in Christ. Your literature has been helping me a lot, and I would like to help other souls here where I am at. May the Lord bless you, your congregation, and your family. Your ministry is in our prayers, so you may continue teaching more souls about the Lord. Attentively, your brother in Christ, Furman, from Milan, New Mexico.
Praise the Lord. Then what?
Then from India, Dear World Pastor Tony Alamo, warm greetings from Pastor Timothy, in the ever-precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I thank my Lord with you for the great work all over the earth for the perishing people who lost their real joy and peace. I thank you especially for the literature which comes from you. It makes people to be saved, regenerated, knowing the real Savior in their life.
Praise the Lord.
Your literature carries the eternal word to the people. You wrote to us about sending the Bibles that we need, and we are sending our photos of the people who got saved and were baptized through your literature teachings. So please pray for these people, that these saved ones may know the knowledge of God more and more, day by day, through the reading of the word. Also, I would like to ask you to pray for my church, that God willing, we are going to build in this year for the glory of God. I would like to ask for 50 Telugu Bibles and 10 English Bibles. Also some Messiah books and literature, because we have a youth ministry Bible class, and they are very happy to hear from you.
Oh, we have a print shop in India that prints these Telugu Bibles. And Don, make sure that you send the man, we've run out of Bibles there, make sure you send the man $5,000 or $10,000 more. Have the sisters in the office send it to him. Azalea will send it. Okay, then what?
Please pray for us, and we are praying for your work around the world. Thanking you, sir, yours in Christ's service, Pastor Timothy from Petapuram, India.
Praise the Lord. We just say, we know, we believe your word is true. We believe that all those that are out in the world that are not healed, that are that their bodies tell them that they're sick, that their bodies are lying to them, because you said that if they're in the body of Christ, in the commonwealth of the kingdom of heaven, that their bodies are healed. And we pray and thank you, Lord, that this gospel that you've given me is and given to all these other pastors and other just laymen and women throughout the world, that you're going to turn this earth into the kingdom of God. We pray that we know that very soon the very last soul will be saved. And when that happens, this earth is going to be ignited with fire. Those of it will not touch any of us that are born again of the Spirit and that are continuing in your Spirit. This is a way to perfection, is to be walking in the Spirit, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. This is what the Bible tells us, that we are able to attain perfection by walking in the Spirit. Because when there's no condemnation, we're not condemned to hell if we're in the Spirit. And that means that we're perfect enough to go to heaven. And that's what we want to believe, because when the Lord says that that is so, it is so. If he says there's no condemnation to us, if we're walking in the Spirit, then all we need do is be in the Spirit. And we're not condemned to hell. We're going to heaven. So we must believe that in order to continue on in the Word, in the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. All right, now, where are we now in part 117? How to have God's life living in us.
Jesus speaking to Pilate, Jesus said, quote,
my kingdom is not of this world.
Right, because the kingdom of this world is darkness, a lack of knowledge. It's filled with total ignorance to the light of God. And people that are in darkness are afraid of the light because it's so hard for them to come to the light, and because the prince of darkness has twisted the gospel so much that people are afraid of God in a satanic way. No, we must fear God and keep His commandments, and we can't do it. We cannot keep the commandments of the Lord unless we have Him living in us. And it's so easy to do. All you have to do is ask Him to come into your heart, into your spirit. And when He does, then you'll be resurrected. Your spirit is dead now, lifeless. There's no life, eternal life in it. And so when you accept the life of God, the Spirit of God in your spirit, well, then you're born again of the Spirit. And if you continue in the Spirit, and the Word of God is Spirit and life, and so how to continue in the Spirit is simply studying the Word of God. Because the more you read it, the more you're going to have faith. Everybody's given the portion of faith, so that means that there's always one portion that we're given. And we can use that faith, or we can reject using that faith. If we don't have faith, we in the Lord's salvation, the atonement that He made for us, the blood that He shed for us, then we cannot be saved. Then we're damned. By faith we're saved, and by doubt we're damned, Jesus said. And those of us that believe the Lord's word, you were healed by my stripes. If you're in the commonwealth of the kingdom of God, well, then healing belongs to you. That's the medical assistance that God has already given to you. You just need to receive it by receiving the Word of God. It's just that simple. And the simplicity, I mean, most people think that just sounds too simple. And that's one of the biggest stumbling blocks to be saved and be healed. The people in the world, it's the simplicity of the gospel is what stumbles people, because you have to go through such excruciating schools different universities, a training to be able to know something of how to make a dollar. And yet there's millions of people that have gone to universities. They have all sorts of degrees, and yet they're starving to death. But the more you study the Word of God, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and you have everything. Everything is added unto you, but we're not to try to plan a career for ourselves in the Spirit, because all of us have an essence of God. Once we're saved, there's an essence of God in every one of us, and every essence of God in every human being. It's very necessary for all the essences of God to dwell in all the human beings on earth. Some people have an essence to take care of children. There's that in them. Some people have the essence to be able to minister to drunks. Some have to alcoholics. Some have an essence and a gift from God to be able to deal with people in their office or people in the house. Some people have an essence to deal with people that are depressed and ready to commit suicide. And when they spray or smile at people and treat them nice, this is something that that essence of God shows through, because during the day they may not have ever spoken to anybody that had and essence of God in them. There are many people that say they have Christ with the Father by the Spirit living in them, but there's no essence of the living God representing Himself in and through them. And so people should not covet other people's ministries. You should help with other ministries as you see me helping other ministries with the essence that the Lord has given me. If the Lord gives me the essence to want to spread the word throughout the entire world. If he gives me finances to do it, I can do it. But if he doesn't, then I realize that that isn't my essence, okay? And so I back off. And I just do whatever I am capable that the essence of God gives me the capability to do within me. If he says that he gives me the essence of being able to handle different businesses or to instruct people how to enhance their business for the glory of God, then, you know, I do have the capability, the essence of God in me, to be able to do such a thing as that. Some people are not able to do hardly anything. They think, but just a smile, if there's the essence of a friendly spirit in you and a kind spirit, or if you want to take a bunch of kids down to the Wendy's or something for a sandwich, for a number six, which I enjoy at Wendy's from time to time, and you bring people in there, or we have the essence, every one of our witnesses have the instruction that if they meet somebody on the street that doesn't have any money, that they're to take them into a restaurant and sit them down if they're, and let them pick something from the menu and eat it, but there is a price to pay for that, though. We say you have to listen to the gospel. If they don't want to do that, well, then let them go. Then they get up very angry because they've heard they've seen the sword of darkness in their life, where they see all this discrimination against the Lord in schools and in the courthouse and everything, and everybody thinks, because they are subjects to the King of Darkness, and they live in the Kingdom of Darkness, and they feel that it's really wrong to believe in the sword of the Lord, which is the Word of God, the light, the Kingdom of Light. They just feel, well, we won't be able to get along in this world if we don't have, if we start attempting to live at this late date in a different manner than we lived all of our life. At least we've been able to make it thus far, and we've been able to eat, and even sometimes, you know, some of the people that are homeless, at least we've got a bridge to sleep under, you know, down at the wharf or down at the ocean or something like that. Or we found a good toilet to sleep on all night, you know, where not many customers come in and use the bathroom. You know, they just they take the weak and beggarly things of this world rather than to receive all the benefits that the Lord has provided for us in the commonwealth of the Lord. And so we all are capable. We're all one body of people, and we need you people that smile. We need you people that are friendly. We need you people. The Lord needs you here on earth that want to take care of children, and you want to give them activities to do within the church, and that some of you that want to be involved in the choir, or if you're a leader in music, to lead the choir and the quartets and the singers and the musicians, and arrangements and writing of songs and things like this. There's an essence of God in every one of us, and usually we know what it is. A lot of people try. Everyone also wants to, seems to be, they want to know, they want to be spiritual leaders, just like ministers. And if they're not capable of doing it, this one man surrendered. He says, people, they never got saved when I was preaching to them. And he's a pastor. He said, but when I use your literature, people get saved. Amen?
Amen.
So he realized, hey, my essence is not preaching or teaching, but I see there's a valuable essence in the literature that the Lord has given you, that I see that it works, it's productive, it wins souls. Amen?
Amen.
And so I'm going to go that way. So some of you have not, you've got the essence, you've got strong bodies, you've got good legs, and you've got hands where you can put literature on vehicles, or you can hand them out at different events. And so this is your essence. We need lots of people out there that realize the Lord is coming back to earth again, and you have the fear of the Lord, and knowing that you want to be as productive as you possibly can in this world to aid to the entire body of Christ. So I don't know what essence it is that the Lord has given you, but you, if you pray to the Lord, and you'll know, and whatever it is, let the Lord use you in whatever essence it is that he gave you so that you can spray it within your local church or wherever you are. You feel that the Lord has touched you and given you the zeal to spread the gospel throughout your country or to maybe several countries. We see people in Africa and India that say they want bicycles because they go into several counties. Then do it, okay? And don't let anyone discourage you from doing it, because you know what zeal it is that you have and that the Lord has given you the capacity to be able to do it, okay? And then we need help with our kids. They don't really, there's so many of them, and we need people that are going to go in there, and if they are hungry, if they don't have the right amount of clothing, if you see that their shirts are all tattered and their trousers, their shoes are worn out, let me know. Come on, we'll send it. We need people that are observers out there. People that can run stores, people that know how to be stock clerks, people that know how to order things, and people that know how to take inventories and send them in, so that and people that look for different deals that can be bought and then later sold, make a little profit on it for the church. All sorts of things. It's endless. Amen. We need people that can raise cattle. We need farms. We need location finders. We need people that know how to plant trees and plant crops and to plant seed crops, for the seeds. We can take the seeds from really good vegetables and fruit and stuff and grow it, and then save the seeds so that we don't have to pay the enormous price of seeds and plants and all this different things, and get them ready for the season. People that know how to run greenhouses. I mean, it's so interesting to me. People that know how to run television equipment. We've got brand new television equipment over here, and we're praying for people to come into the church that know how to run it. And sound equipment. We need a balance in our churches. The people, sound engineers that know how to do that, to tape it. People that work in the tape department to bicycle these CDs and tapes out throughout the world. God is living in many of you. There's the essence in there, and there's the desire for you to do something constructive. Come on and help. Amen?
Amen.
Come on in and help, and let God, don't let anyone demean you because you think that you are not valuable in the house of the Lord. Everybody is valuable. We need every single one of you, and if God has called you, it's because he wants to use you. And if he's called you and the Spirit of God is in you, there's an essence in you of God that knows how to do something. I never knew how to run a school, but I'm the president of the American Association of Non-Denominational Schools, and I have. God has given me the ability to be able to credit teachers so that they can open up schools as well. We need these things throughout the world because there's so much Antichrist doctrine. We don't teach evolution in our schools. We don't. We teach the Bible. All right?
Amen.
Don't send your children to these schools. They go there, they learn, they become worse than they were before they ever went into the schools. All right, let's continue on here.
Jesus said, quote, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jews."
Right, because the kingdom that the Lord is from, their weapons are not weapons of carnal weapons. They're not weapons of mass destruction like the kingdom of darkness and the king of darkness, the devil, is instructing his people to do. Satan's seat is in Rome, and the Roman pontiff is the one that's instructing the presidents and kings to launch out campaigns of mass destruction on the people of the world, to those that won't join the quote democracy, unquote, which is nothing more than a dictatorship. And so we need people that are going to be like Jesus. Jesus said, my kingdom, I'm not getting involved with this kingdom of darkness down here, because I come from another kingdom. I'm not coming here with any other sword than the Word of God. And Jesus chose this sword because it's the most powerful weapon in the world. It's sharper, it's powerful, it's quick, it's fast. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, and it's able to cut down into the very bone, the marrow of the bone, and right into the spirit and the dividing of soul and spirit. Amen?
Amen.
And it can get you. It can give you the power to get out of the kingdom of darkness. You know, people that have these horrible habits that pull them down to earth, that hold them down to this kingdom of darkness, these different rockets that they send up to the moon, they say the majority of the fuel that it takes to get those rockets to the moon is just the amount that it takes to get out of the gravity pull, the pull of gravity. Once it's out of the pull of gravity, then it soars right up to the moon. Amen? So about 90% of the fuel that is used in a rocket to go to the moon or to Mars or wherever, it takes such force. It takes, so I liken this to the power of God. The main thing to get out of the world of darkness is to let the force of God, the Spirit of God, the Word of God, the double-edged sword, the Spirit, Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit pull you out of the gravitational pull of this satanic being, and then put you up. Once you're out of that darkness, then it's easy. Amen?
Amen.
Because the Spirit of God is able to keep you riding on top of the gravitational pull of this world of darkness, the kingdom of darkness, and the king of darkness. He wants you to stay in ignorance. The greatest weapon that Satan has is ignorance, or the lies. But Jesus is the truth. Amen?
Amen.
So you got two kingdoms, and each of them have their weapon. The weapon of God is the Word of God, the light of God, His Spirit, which is the Word of God, His Spirit, and its life. And the weapon that Satan uses is darkness, deception, ignorance, stupidity. He twists the truth. Has God said that you will die? God has got you deceived. Come on, eat. It's important that you eat so that you be like God. They were like God. Amen?
Amen.
From the beginning. God was living in them. But Satan says, no, you'll be like God. They were like God. They had complete rule of this this earth. But then what? Says God is, they just subtly, the serpent came in and just says, has God said? Now he knows that if you eat from this tree, you're going to have no knowledge. You're going to know good and evil. You have the knowledge of good and evil just like he does. So eat. You're going to be just like God. And he's not going to kill you while you're his creation. He wouldn't do something like that. Would a good God allow you to die? If he said he will, because God can't lie. He isn't like this satanic spirit, this king of darkness, the king of the kingdom of darkness. He's the king of light. His kingdom is not of this world. Amen?
Yeah.
Otherwise, he wants to show everyone that you can kill his human body, but you cannot prevent the Spirit of God that's living in it to pull him up out of the grave 3 days and three nights later. Amen?
Amen.
So, abide in me, the Lord says. And if you abide in me and I abide in you, then whatsoever you ask as a proof, a continuous proof that you're saved. if you continue being saved, if you continue keeping yourself out of the kingdom of darkness, you don't let the weapon of Satan, his lies, his deception, his ignorance, if you keep that away from you and just lean to the knowledge, the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of God, and believe that God is the truth. And anything other than God, anything other than God is a lie, and it's the spirit of the king of darkness. It's Satan himself coming to you, attempting to destroy your soul. Now, you must choose one of these kings or one of these kingdoms to live in. There's only two of them, the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. The kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. The king of light, the king of kings and the lord of lords, and the king of darkness. The king of ignorance, the king of stupidity, the king of death, and the one that's going to send your soul to hell if you resist the Lord and choose darkness rather than light. Okay, now let's read some more.
Jesus said, "But now my kingdom is from another place," unquote.
Yes, from heaven. All right, then what?
Quote, "You are a king then," Pilate said. Jesus answered, quote, "You were right in saying I'm a king. In fact, for this reason I was born, and for this reason I came into the world, to testify of the truth."
Right, because to testify of the truth, because everything in the world is ignorance, lies. So God sent somebody into this world, and that somebody was Jesus, to testify that the truth is more powerful than darkness. Because surely he was put to death, and his body was drained of blood. And truly, he resurrected from the dead, and then was seen 40 days by the brethren, off and on, and then they all saw him, 500 of them saw him ascend up into the kingdom of God. Okay, so he came into the world to be the light of the world and the truth, to testify of the truth. This is truth. Anyone that can resurrect from the dead and then be seen going up into the clouds, and while he was here healing people and casting devils out, raising the dead and all this, this is the truth. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You can't see Satan doing things like that, do you?
No.
He kills and destroys. He's a murderer. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then what?
Everyone on the side of truth listens to me.
Amen. Quote, and, but everyone that doesn't listen to him, you are obeying the king of darkness. You are of the kingdom of darkness, and there's no profit in that, because everyone that is of the kingdom of darkness is going to burn for eternity. And you know the one that rose from the dead, that came into the world and died for you, and was willing to die for you, was the very one that ascended, that rose out of hell. He conquered death, hell, and the grave. He conquered sin, Satan, and the world, and all your flesh, the lusts of the flesh, if he's living in you. And he ascended in view of 500 people. And thousands of people saw him healing everybody in the city. Have you ever seen anybody doing all that? No, because you're in the kingdom of darkness. That doesn't occur in the kingdom of darkness, with the exception of those that are from the kingdom of heaven, from the kingdom of light, from the kingdom of truth. Okay? Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Anyone that attempts to get into the kingdom of heaven other than by me is a thief and a liar. And no thief or liar shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then what?
But what is truth, Pilate asked.
Truth is Jesus. Truth is the word of God. Truth is the testimony that light is more powerful than dark. Jesus was the king of light, and we saw him, the human beings saw him raised from the dead. Amen?
Amen.
Although there was no blood in his body. Amen?
Amen.
And everybody knows that if you don't have any blood in your body, that you're dead. But despite the fact that he didn't have blood in his body, he was still alive. And in the book of Revelation, he says, "Behold, I am he who was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore." Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Jesus answered Pilate in a very plain way, acknowledging that he was both a king and that his kingdom was from another place.
Yeah, heaven, light. I mean, who wants to be the king of darkness, of ignorance, of stupidity? There's people like Mr. Bush that loves to be the president of darkness. The Pope, he likes to be the president of ignorance, or the king of ignorance and stupidity and darkness and death, hell, and the grave. Why will you follow them? Why not follow? You must follow the Lord if you want to live in power and serenity and joy forever in heaven. Now, Christ came into this world. Now, some of these dead, spiritually dead people say, well, that was a long time ago. But the Lord says, then heaven and earth shall pass away, but not one jot or tittle of the truth of the word of God shall pass away until everything has been fulfilled. Amen?
Amen.
And it's being fulfilled right now. The Bible talks of the Roman one world power and the Jews being restored to Israel, and there's literally thousands of prophecies that are coming true. Us Jews, my real name is Bernard A. Hoffman Jr. My dad has a website. He was the dance coach for Rudolph Valentino. And there's a picture of myself on that website with H.B. Barnum. I changed my name to Tony Alamo years ago when I used to be a singer. As a matter of fact, you could look up my dad's website. What do they call that website of his?
Dance Records.
Dance Fitness USA, isn't it?
Yes. Dance Fitness Records.
And you can just look it up on the website and you can order a brochure with his life and how he trained all these old silent movie stars. That has nothing to do with this program. Doesn't mean anything to me whether you call it all, but I was raised by a very famous man and around very famous people all my life, worldly people. But that were of the kingdom of darkness, and I thank God that he showed me supernatural experiences, that I am Jewish, and one of the end time signs is that us Jews would be called out of darkness by the power of God, and that we'd be preaching the gospel to the Gentiles, to this world, just before Jesus comes back to earth again. Just before Jesus comes back to earth again. So we're end time prophets. Prophecy. We're being prophecy fulfilled. Amen?
Amen.
And God is pouring out his spirit upon all flesh. The word of God is the spirit of God. And God pours out his spirit upon all flesh by using human beings. It pleases God that the world would be saved by the foolishness of human beings preaching the gospel, pouring out the spirit of God through us. So it is God that's speaking through me. And if you doubt it, read the Bible. Or if you know God, ask him. And many people say they feel the Spirit of God in the things that I write. So they know it's the Spirit of God. They know I'm of the Lord. And they know that I'm of the Lord when they hear these tapes. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, go ahead.
His kingdom is a kingdom of truth. So he came to testify to the truth.
Right, to the light. To the kingdom of heaven. In other words, people are so depressed that they're committing suicide in this kingdom of darkness. They're so depressed that they're on drugs and they're into every satanic thing. They figure they're looking for some escape mechanism to drown themselves in. You know, they go from one form of darkness to the other form of darkness. They go from one nightclub to one pickup place to one music. They try to drown themselves into that, to sports. And none of those things can save your soul. None of those things are light. There's no light in music unless it's gospel music. Amen?
Amen.
There's no life in any other music. And there's no life in nightclubs, bars, pickup joints, in all these different forms of music. The world has gone through one phase of music, from one phase of motion pictures, from one part. I'm from the entertainment industry. I know this. And all of it is vanity and vexation of spirit. There's nothing in the world that can separate you from the kingdom of darkness and get you into the kingdom of light, to get you into the kingdom of God's power, but the Lord Jesus Christ, and Jesus, the Bible said, is the Word of God. So that's all you need is Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
He'll supply your every need. Seek first the kingdom of God, the kingdom of light, the kingdom of pleasure and joy and happiness and ecstasy, and consider the pearl of great price. It's more valuable than rubies and diamonds and all gold and all the things in this world that are considered valuable. Seek the kingdom of heaven. Get out of the kingdom of darkness now before it's everlastingly too late. Okay, then what?
All who desire the truth, listen to him. Therefore, Christ's
all that desire life, truth, liberty, freedom from sin, Satan, in this awful world of darkness that is now killing people, starving people to death because they're looking for somebody to shoot them. They're looking for doctors to shoot them with needles full of poison to put an end to their life. They're committing suicide, and they think that they're going to a better world or to a place of rest. They don't believe in an afterlife, and they find themselves in the pit of hell. And they then become cursing themselves throughout eternity because they didn't believe the gospel. Here they are in hell because they didn't have mercy upon other people. They didn't want to have God's essence in them, and for God to use the essence of himself in them to aid the program of God, of the actual purpose of God to pull people out of this wicked, dark, depressing, dank, evil kingdom of darkness. It's another life, folks. And it's so good. I mean, you can't, people say I work a lot. I work the phones today, maybe 2, 3, 4, or 5 hours, and I'm bringing a message down. It's not like work to me. It's a joy to be able to let the Spirit of God spray out of me through the Word of God so that people can be edified and can learn about the other kingdom, the kingdom that you ordinarily would never know about unless there was a preacher that was sent to you to explain these things to you. Okay, then what?
Therefore, Christ's kingdom of truth is made up of citizens who are not only truth seekers, but also those that receive the truth.
They thought that, Lord, they say, is there a kingdom of God? People are wondering, what's truth? What's life? What's right? What's wrong? What's light? What's dark? Just get into the Bible and you'll see that what I'm telling you is the truth. You think that I would leave a career that I had before to get into something that's fake? Do you think that I would sit here with a Beatles album worth $50 to $100 million and not sell it just to prove to you folks out there that I'm not interested in money? I'm not in the gospel field for money. I'm in the gospel field that if money is sent in here to distribute it to people that are needy, to check out, to seek people that have tattered clothes and that are empty stomachs, and there's drunkenness and there's drugs in their family, to get to them, to attempt to get them to receive the Lord of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Kingdom of Light, the Kingdom of Everlasting Life, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Okay, then what?
Christ's kingdom of truth is made up of citizens who are not only truth seekers, but also those that receive the truth, those that are followers of truth. This alone makes his kingdom absolutely different.
They're the followers of light. You know, it's the same thing. The kingdom of light, the kingdom of truth, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. All this is one and the same. Okay? The commonwealth of heaven. It's all the same. Then what?
This alone makes his kingdom absolutely different and unique.
Way different. There's only two kingdoms, and it's the complete opposite of the kingdom of darkness. This world is dark. Can't you tell? Look at the trouble in Israel. And there's troublemakers in there, goons from the Rome that are in there stirring people up. And here the Jews that don't realize that because they're still in the kingdom of darkness. And God loves those Jews over there. You people better stop messing with them because God will wipe you out if you don't stop trying to kill them or start blame them. That land is theirs. And here they're trying to defend their children and their land that God gave them. No matter whether it was a long time ago, if God gives me something, it's given to me. He gives me eternal life, and though he gave it to me a long time ago, it's forever, and no one can take it away from me. Amen?
Amen.
It's mine, and I'm not going to let you take it or this kingdom of darkness take it or the king of darkness. It's mine, and I don't care. It's going to last for billions and billions and trillions of years, and no one. People will say, well, it was given to you several million years ago. And I said, yeah, and it's still mine. Amen?
Amen.
And Israel was given to the Jews many years ago, and it's still theirs. Even if the people of ignorance, of darkness, of the kingdom of darkness say it was a long time, that doesn't mean anything. When God does something, it's forever. Amen?
Amen.
Ever. All right? Especially if people will stand by it. Now, the Jews, you need to stand up and stand on the word of God. Don't give up any more of that land, all right? Trust the Lord. Get saved. Ask Christ, the King of light, the King of power, the King of the kingdom of heaven, to enter into you, and then you'll really see God moving for you people over there. God will put plugs in all those guns and rockets and everything and cause them to turn around and fall on themselves, those evil people that are in darkness. And we want to save them too. We want to get them saved. The Lord wants to save them. But there's these troublemakers over there. Father, get rid of those evildoers in Israel, the ones over there from all these different countries, Lebanon and everything, that are shelling these places. These Lebanese people are not doing that. There's just a group of weasels from Rome, paid for and bought for by Rome, the devil himself, the great red dragon, that's paying all this money to send these rabble-rousers into areas and cause all this trouble. They make it look, and the news media makes it look like the Jews can't get along with the Arabs, and the Arabs can't get along with the Jews, and the Lebanese can't get along with them. But let me tell you something. We do get along with each other. Okay, Jews, Arabs alike, and also the people of Lebanon and all those countries there, we get along with each other. If you get those Roman Vaticanite troublemakers out of there, everybody, you'll see that everything is fine. Board up the Vatican, close it down, and that'll be the end of the trouble, and get rid of all their governors throughout the world, and you'll see that the trouble will end. It will end, okay? And get the gospel to all the people in Iran, Iraq, all throughout Turkey, Palestine, you know, what they call Palestine, which is really Israel. Amen? It's
Amen.
Not Palestine. It's Israel. Then what?
His kingdom is completely different from the kingdoms of this world.
Amen.
As Christian believers, we live on earth, but our citizenship is in the kingdom of heaven. And all the resources, authority, and power of the kingdom of heaven are available to us as we seek to live as faithful and responsible ambassadors of our King.
Right, and I see my time is up. And all these things of the kingdom of light are available for you if you'll just say this prayer. Say to the Lord, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the King of heaven. I believe he's the Son of the living God, and I believe he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. I open up the door of my heart, and I ask the Lord to come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul, I know, because your word says so. Your word says you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, Sharon, just raise your hands and praise the Lord. Now, Sharon, tell them how they can receive a copy of this message, this program. Ask for program 219. Ask, please specify whether you want a CD or a tape, audio copy of it. And we'll get it to you. There'll be no price for packaging and shipping or anything like that. So Sharon, teach them how to order this.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Hallelujah. Well, this is Tony Alamo. Make sure you tune in tomorrow for part 118 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. Praise the Lord. Till then, may God bless you and praise the Lord.